This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. The Texas man who received the nation's first full face transplant has made his first public appearance. Dallas Wien spoke at Brigham and Women's Hospital today alongside some of the surgeons who performed his operation in March. WBUR's Lynn Joliker was there. Walking with a cane led by doctors, Dallas Wien faced a bank of cameras. Thrilled with his recovery, he says his first priority is to express his profound love and thanks for the donor's family, who had to approve the donation of facial tissue.
The choice that they made has, in a very real, very great way, changed my life and my daughter's. And so from the bottom of my heart, and I know from the bottom of hers, we both thank you very much.
Weens may never know the identity of the person whose death gave him new life. He can't see, but he can feel that person's face, which is now his.
To me, the face feels natural. It feels as if it's become my own. It's an amazing feeling to know that there will be a time where everything will be normal again.
Things were so far from normal for the Fort Worth, Texas man 2.5 years ago. His facial features burned away and his eyes destroyed when he hit a power line while painting a church. He spent 3 months in a medically induced coma, his dreams telling him he was badly hurt. In 2009, one of his plastic surgeons at Parkland Hospital in Dallas met Dr. Bowden Pomahawk of Brigham and Women's at a conference. Dr. Jeffrey Janis then learned the Brigham had done a partial face transplant. He immediately got the ball rolling for his patient.
I never thought that I would ever be standing here witnessing what I think is absolutely historic in terms of a transformation of somebody with a devastating injury like what Dallas had.
Dr. Pomahawk, the lead surgeon, says Weens should start regaining feeling and function in his face in the next 9 months. Other patients will follow.
Right now, we're trying to select patients that clearly have no other conventional option. I think in the future, you could see that this field could really expand to perhaps not as dramatic facial deformities. But I would expect that we will see certainly growth.
As for Weens, his priority is returning to life with his 4-year-old daughter, Scarlett, who came to Boston to visit last week.
She was amazed. She actually said, "Daddy, you're so handsome."
In the meantime, he's thrilled to have his sense of smell back, and he's keeping his sense of humor.
The funniest thing is that the first thing I was able to smell was hospital lasagna, and you wouldn't imagine it, but it smelled delicious.
For WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.